Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Greater Good Ministry Radio and Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Broadcasting every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. Join Psychic Tina Marie and Bob Weber as they invite you, along with their special guests, for a weekly journey of the paranormal. Learn about paranormal happenings and call in for a psychic mini-read. To call into the show, dial 347-237-5339. Or join us in the interactive chat room for your comments and your questions. Now let's get to the show. It's Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
All right, welcome to the show. This is Psychic Tina Marie and Bob Weber coming to you. Yeah, live from... We're at Walton Beach, Florida. Beautiful today.
Overlooking the Chukahachi Bay.
Yep.
I love saying that, Chukahachi Bay.
I'm glad you do. We've got a great show coming on tonight. And to everybody out there, it is the 1st of October. Can you believe that?
It's the spooky month.
There you go. And we are going to start the month out with a very special guest.
That we are. We're going to be talking to Joe. He's one of the co-founders of NB Paranormal, and they're out of New Bedford, Massachusetts.
I just love being able to bring on different guests, different locations in the United States, all over the world, because this is what we do. We tried to open up a forum for everybody out there to have a great resource for your area, and we are. We're all over the United States, even out of the United States. So we try to bring the best, different paranormal groups we can, and most educated and determined groups that we possibly can.
Absolutely. You know, that share our passion of the paranormal, you know, helping people and such like that. You know, and obviously the name of the show is Psychic Tina Marie Prime Time. There's been a little bit of a change going on in Greater Good Ministry Radio. That's who our radio sponsor is, GGM Radio, WGGM, whenever you search for it. And
but it's all
certainly,
good.
We used to have a Monday show and a Tuesday show, but with the new lineup, we're now going to be on just Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock. So I apologize when you listen to our commercials, they're going to talk about Primarily Paranormal. That was our old show on
good.
Monday.
Absolutely.
Just know we're going to be here on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Central.
And it will be paranormal and also psychic mini readings.
That's
so
right. You know, you just can't shake the spirits out of us. I mean, we like talking about the paranormal and helping educate the people. Now, if you have a question on the paranormal or if you want to get lined up for a psychic mini reading, dial 347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know you'd like to talk to Tina or myself or our guest. And what do you think? What would you like to do?
Thank everybody out there that's tuning in tonight. We have got people popping in the chat room. Thank you so much. Cool beans. And I'm very excited about our guests that are coming on tonight. And, you know, like I told you, they are not from the South, but he has done work in the South. One of the investigators came out of Jacksonville, too.
That's right.
That's pretty cool. Small world. Small world.
That's right. And so I think, you know, without any further ado, you know, let me kind of give an intro of what NB Paranormal is all about. They are a paranormal group out of New Bedford Paranormal Society. That is their official name. And this is our second timeline. They've hit, you know, on Facebook, they've got over 5,000 friends mark.
Boom.
You know, congratulations to them. We're a professional team with many years' experience with our members and the founders of the New Bedford Paranormal is Joe Paranormal, but his last name is actually, I'm probably going to mispronounce that, so I'll have him pronounce it. And they've got a means to contact them. So we are going to, without any further ado, go ahead and bring on Joe. And Joe, welcome to Psychic Tina Marie. Prime time. How are you doing this evening?
Good. Thanks for having us on. I've got Tracy Exafera, the founder of sitting here with me, and she's going nuts trying to figure out how to get into the chat room and all that stuff. So,
Yeah, with Blog Talk, if you want to chat in the chat room, you do have to have an account, but it's really easy to set up. It only takes a second. Otherwise, you can just watch what's happening in there as a guest. But,
we thank you for coming.
You know, we always like to talk about the weather. How's the weather up there in New Bedford?
Well, it's pretty good up here. It's kind of chilly in the mornings, but it's up into the mid-70s in the afternoon still during the day. So it's not bad. It's nice. It's not as nice as Jacksonville weather or Fort Walton Beach weather. But it'll do.
Yeah. That'd be true. I mean, we are blessed to be here on the Gulf Coast. Although there is a little tropical disturbance happening, having a watchful eye on that this upcoming weekend, you know, because that'll activity for whatever reason.
It'll stir up a lot around here.
Yeah, but, I've weathered a few of those myself. I actually spent 28 years in Florida.
All right.
And you know how beautiful it is down here and why we love it down here, then.
Do you feel, real quickly then, let's just get right to the questions. Do you feel the difference in reference to the city or energy up in your up where you are now from down here in the south?
Absolutely. Just like the people are different. You know, down south, people are warm and friendly. They're more outgoing to... if you're walking down the street and pass a stranger, you say, you know, good morning or good afternoon or yes, ma'am, no, sir, and stuff like that. But, and the sports are the same way. Up here, people are cold and friendly towards each other, and the sports are the same way. I think it's a lot harder to come out here than it is down there.
Our communication's a little choppy, but I'm thank you for that. Do you feel because we are surrounded by water down here and, you know, the crystal sands and things like that, it might be able to enhance, you know, spirit activity?
That is a strong theory in the field, so I wouldn't say no, it's not. You know, I would tend to think maybe that has something to do with it, but I'm right on the water here, too, but I don't know. I don't know, that's... they say that, yeah, water is a conduit.
There you go.
Water,
there you go.
If you throw an electrical cord in a puddle of water and you step in it, you're going to get shocked. So it does, and, you know, you're talking spirit, you're talking about electrical energy. So.
But why don't we cover your history as far as your paranormal work. You first started with the Jacksonville Ghost Hunters.
No, hell no. I first started with myself, friends growing up in Maine, actually, roaming around an old abandoned paper mill.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was reading on the end paranormal page. I'm sorry. That's where I got that.
I had the interest as a kid, like everybody else. I hung out in the graveyards and did all that, and then as we got older, we found places we could get to. But when I joined the Air Force and moved to Florida, there was a point where I met up with somebody that had started a team called Ghost Search Investigation that was actually falling apart. Members were leaving and not coming back. So we kind of revamped it, and that was in the Titusville area of Florida.
Okay.
On the East Coast. And I worked with that team for a few years, and then I hooked up with some people in Virginia Beach, Virginia. They had a team of paranormal encounters, and ran around Virginia with them for a while, and then moved to Jacksonville and hooked up with 86 Ferris, and we formed the Jacksonville Ghost Hunters and work side by side with another team down there called Florida Ghost Base, St. Augustine. And we had a lot of fun.
There you go. There you go. Now, y'all have, how many is in your group up there?
My group is relatively new. It'll be, what, the group will be 2 years old in
April.
In April.
And I take it that's Tracy right here in the background.
Yeah, in the background.
There you go. But tell us about, Joe, why don't you tell us about your, I always like to ask how people got into it. What was your very first experience in your life that made you interest or made you question, you know, whether there would be spirits and, you know, your desire to go investigate them?
My parents' farmhouse in Maine. Just growing up there, we lived 45 minutes away from there, but we were there every weekend. We spent all the holidays there. I mean, we were always there. We were there as much as we were at home. And just growing up, I knew there was something about this house. So I started asking my mother, who was born and raised in the house, and my aunts and uncles and all that stuff, and they would tell me stories that coincided with things I heard, like certain rooms that I just physically couldn't make myself walk into. It would be like there would be like a real force field keeping me from going in that room, and I couldn't understand it. And that just basically what started peaking. Got me into hanging out at the graveyard with my friends at night and going through to abandoned mills in town with a cassette player and a Kodak systematic camera and just all the things that all the other kids thought made us weird. Now it makes you, I don't know, it's weird.
That's why it's called paranormal. That's why it's called paranormal. Could you, real quickly, could you introduce the person that you're with? And
Tracy, yeah.
Yeah, Tracy. And and let her answer the same question. How did she get into this?
There you go, Tracy.
I started around 10 years old. I started seeing hearing spirits. I would have precog dreams all the time. You know, things that would happen, and then I would tell my mother in 3 days it would be in the paper. Things like that started. I was about 10 at the time. So I grew old, I didn't see spirits as much. It kind of, you get older and you go on with life and jobs and growing up and friends, and you kind of lose that. But I still went to the Great Wall. I still have the where I see a spirit or something, but I hear them all the time. I can see them, but yeah. That's how
I started. Wow. So that's a cool asset to have in reference to working in the paranormal. That I've been doing it for 30 years. So you do believe that you are paranormal sensitive or clairvoyant or psychic or what?
What to call it? I actually call myself a summoner because I'm good at getting them to talk to EVP. They just seem to attach to me real easily. So I don't know. I just call myself a summoner more than anything. I can't walk up to somebody and say, tell them their life or their family members. I can't do that. It just comes to me when it comes to me and still surprises me now. So.
Wow. Cool beans. Why paranormal sensitive?
And,
that is pretty cool.
And this is a question for the both of you, and it might be a shared experience. I don't know. Whenever you've gone on an investigation, what have you found to be the most startling revelation or fact or evidence that you've ever captured that really just kind of said took you aback?
Oh my God! There's so many different things I can think of. Everything from violent attack situations to good Class A EVPs to good videos. Personal experiences. It's really hard to say.
You know,
in reference
to severe, you know, you said severe attacks. You know, I personally myself and everybody's experience out there is different. Everybody's experiences are different working in the paranormal. Lucky, knock on wood. I mean, I've had a lot of different experiences, you know, and you could go from 1 to 10 to in reference to the size of the amount of the activity. But as far as really, truly something that just made you just go, good gosh, only 2, 3, 4 times. And I'm very lucky, knock on wood, everybody knock on wood, been very extremely lucky. Have you ever run into, you know, inhuman?
Yes, I have. And I would say for as long as I've been doing this, I can honestly only say one.
There you go.
And
a lot of people are trying to really overplay it. Cool beans.
And you know what, though? I really can't confirm that it's human, that it was a demonic or inhuman thing, but the story behind the case that we went to, it was in a private residence in Palm Bay, Florida. I'll make it a short story. But there was a man used to molest and rape his daughter, and he ended up killing himself, his daughter, and his wife. And the new family, down the years that had moved into the house, the girl would say that she would be possessed by the spirit of the girl that was killed. And they were both 16, same age. And the spirit told her that her father was possessed by a demonic being. And so we've got the DVR system set up. I got 2 bedrooms covered, a hallway, and a kitchen. And my partner was out on a carport with the grandmother watching the video. And I'm in the bedroom with her, the guy that was the handyman for the house would come by and get attacked all the time, physically thrown and attacked. Well, I do dowsing. That's my specialty. And I was sitting there trying to get this thing to come out, and all of a sudden my right dowsing rod lifted up in my hand, turned around, jabbed me in my left eye, and at the same instant he was picked up off, thrown across the room. The grandmother was thrown out of her chair on the carport, and 2 doors in the house flew open with real force, and the house sounded like it exploded, and this whole thing took place in the snap of a finger. It was that fast.
My goodness sake. I've got to be honest with you.
I don't honestly see the spirit having the power to do that, because I don't believe a human spirit can really do anything in the spirit world that it couldn't do as a human being. So I don't know. Was it inhuman? I kind of lead that to my one inhuman case. But maybe it wasn't. I don't
know. Wow. You know, early goings, you know, and there is times that I do pull out pendulums and the rods. And, you know, early going in my career in the paranormal field, I used what I knew to use and what was on hand and how, you know, and tried to dispel this and figure out what works and, you know, trying to use, you know, the rods to coincide with EMF fields and, you know, trying to bring equipment together to see what if there really was a legitimate energy there. Especially if I was trying to, you know, find real quickly, if I didn't have an EMF in my hand, a rod would spin. So I think your story is incredibly, you know, legitimate and very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. And a lot of people do realize that, you know, that kind of activity is far few and in between. Very far few and in between.
Yeah, that's why, I don't know, some of these shows, I'm not going to tear a show apart or nothing, but there's one in particular with a bunch of college students that seems like every week they're finding a new demon, and I just can't buy into it.
Oh, no. Because I'm going to tell you, there's more spirit than there is dead individuals than there is living. There's always going to be. If you'll hold on, we've got to go to a real quick commercial break, and...
We are listening to Psychic Tina Marie Primetime. We're talking to the founders of NB Paranormal.
Very
in New Bedford. I just went brain dead. Massachusetts. And we're talking to Joe and Tracy. We're going to be right back. To call into the show, dial 347-237-5339 with your questions. Or if you'd like a psychic meter reading, please... Now we will get to that back half of the show. We'll be right back after this brief message.
Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini-reading as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Psychic Tina Marie has been a paranormal investigator for over 30 years, working over 1,000 cases. If you feel you have a paranormal situation, contact Tina and the Gulf Coast Paranormal. We will either personally investigate your case or refer a reputable investigation team in your area. Contact Tina and the Gulf Coast Paranormal at GulfCoastParanormal.com. Greater Good Ministry Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It's all inspiration, all the time, with live and recorded programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that encourages upliftment and positivity. Join us for our live programming or listen to archived programs on Blog Talk Radio. For a complete programming lineup, visit ggmradio.com. Visit the gift shop for great values on special items for loved ones, or help GGM Radio by using the donate button. Now, back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
And welcome back to Psychic Tina Marie Primetime here on Greater Good Ministry Radio. And speaking of Greater Good Ministry Radio, if you do have the opportunity, please visit their website at www.ggmradio.com. That's greatergoodministryradio.com, ggmradio.com. Make sure you check out all the different programming that's available over there, all the different hosts. And while you're there, please take advantage of the gift shop. Reverend B. Barbara D. Dozier, who is the founder of GGM Radio, she has got a wonderful gift shop over there with beautiful stones, crystals, jewelry, and she's got a delightful bookstore. And she probably wrote the quintessential book as far as
absolutely
crystals. What's the name of that?
Crystal healing.
So
takes
check
all
that
the questions out.
Out
of it.
If you always wanted to know what a crystal does and the properties is and the healing and the effects it might have, check out that book. And it is going to give you all the answers.
Yeah, it takes all the questions out.
And of course, any psychic reading that Tina books through this show, a portion does go back to support GGM Radio to help us keep on airwave. So please show your support by either booking a psychic reading with Tina or by...
And just say, Greater Good Ministry Radio.
Just put it in the comments and boom. We're going to have a
there
portion
go
over.
And you know, when it comes to us doing paranormal investigations, because we do have our own team up here in North Florida. I've been doing this for over 30 years. First, we started out with Dixie Boo Research. Then we had Cross City Paranormal for 28 years. And now we've got Gulf Coast Paranormal up here in in Navarre and
Fort
Walton
Beach
area.
Greater
absolutely
Fort Walton Beach area. And if you want to learn about that, visit our website there, GulfCoastParanormal.com.
Absolutely.
And, you can learn about us and our team and such like that. But right now, we're talking to the founders of New Bedford Paranormal Society. We're talking to Joe and to Tracy. So let's go ahead and bring them back on, because I know in the back half of the show we do psychic reading.
All right, let's bring them on.
I said it again. I said do-do.
Do-do.
No,
you
don't
said
do,
don't
do-do.
Be do-doing.
No do-do on radio.
All right.
Anyway, but let's bring Joe back on. Welcome back.
All right. Glad to be back.
Great.
All right. It is so wonderful to be able to, you know, pull in different paranormal groups from throughout the United States. That's what it's called. Why it's called resource. You know, this is what we try to do in our area. We try to line up through the United States and out of the United States. This way, if we get a call down here, we can refer them in your neck of the woods, or you know, back.
If they want to get in contact with go to their Facebook page, www.facebook.com/NBParanormal.
Okay. Yeah, that's one of them.
All right. How else can they get a hold of you, Joe?
They can go on to Facebook and type in New Bedford Paranormal Society. We had to start the second one because we reached 5,000 on the first one. So.
Yeah,
we did that in just about a year's time. I couldn't believe it.
Well, I'm going to tell you. Now, I'm going to ask you some questions in reference to what it is you do.
Okay.
You charge for your services, Joe.
Oh, I've never made a dime on nothing. As a matter of fact, I'm losing money this week coming up.
Oh, absolutely. I can understand that. Now, you do take donations if a person wanted to, correct?
If they wanted to donate, we do, and we actually, you were speaking about the crystals and things, we have a very good friend that owns a little crystal shop called Crystal Expectations here in New Bedford, and she's on the board of directors for the Animal Advocate Society,
okay.
And if we take donations, we actually give it all to the Animal Advocates. We don't keep any of it.
Cool. That is so cool, because personally, ourselves, we really will not affiliate with anybody that charges to remove entities or all that good stuff. I won't do it. We've been working on no broke porno.
Yeah, people tell me all the time, you need to charge for this. If you are a heater broke and you call the plumber, you have to pay the plumber. I'm like, no, it's not the same thing. You just don't understand, and I don't even get into it. We don't charge because it's our passion in life.
That did not come out right.
Not
pro
bono. Pro
bono.
That's what you meant to say. Kind of sitting here.
Good God! And believe me, it's been a long day. But anyway,
that's why we set our rating for mature audiences.
Absolutely. You never know.
So what do you and Tracy do in the real world?
In the real world, we work for a friend of ours who owns a restaurant.
Oh, cool beans. Cool beans.
Tables and ice cream to the house.
Hopefully you don't have any extra hands that are floating around helping you serve. And
that's what we say that, because I was in the kitchen today, and just, I don't know why, but it dawned on me, because our house is very active. I think some are attachments that we both carried with us our whole lives, and I think we get hitchhikers that come home with us from certain places. And the house was built in 1900, so who knows how many people have died here.
But
it just hit me today at work. I was like, I wonder if they ever come to work and visit with us, you know, and hang out. But if they do, they're awfully well-behaved because they don't do nothing.
There you go. Now, have you ever experienced a situation where an energy, a spirit, a ghost, whatever a person would like to call this, has got in a vehicle with you and went home with you?
I don't know. I really don't know. I remember about 6 years ago, I was in Titusville, Florida. I got a phone call from a lady up near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So me and Craig from Ghost Search Investigations, we drove up. We spent 72 hours in her house. Coming home, we had all the equipment in the back of the van, and the EMF detector started beeping.
Wow.
But, you know, it could there have been a camera and a case next to it, and the battery was close enough? I don't know. So I said,
all right.
one time Joe and I looked with a team in Florida. We had done an investigation, and that night we got home about 2 in the morning, and we were staying at their place, and we went to bed. All night long, we kept getting pain in our ear. We kept getting black shadows coming out our door where you could see the light was being knocked off. They were messing with us all night. I don't know if they followed us or what it was about,
But that was a house in St. Augustine, which I believe is the most haunted city in America. And the house was haunted to begin with. But, yeah, that did happen right after the investigation. That was strange.
You know, I've done investigations ourselves up there in St. Augustine. And I've got to agree, it is a location because of the water and the deep history, the Spaniard history of the whole area. Absolutely, absolutely. Pirates, Spaniards, like that.
Hey.
Oh, my golly, bum. Did you have an opportunity to investigate any of the, you know, Ripley's or the Lighthouse or the Haunted Walks or the Pirate? You know, they have a street. They call it the Pirate Walk. Were you able to do any of that while you were there?
I've never heard of the Pirate Walk. I've been to the Lighthouse a couple of times. I've done it outside the grounds of Fort De Castillo, the big fort down there, which I think is out back at the execution hall is extremely, extremely active. Miss Caroline's bed and breakfast down there, we used to do that regularly. And when we'd put our paranormal events on, that would always be the end of the night for the guest speakers and people that, you know, won door prizes or whatever. So, yeah, that place is pretty good. Spanish military hospital is pretty good.
Yeah. I got to be honest with you. That is some of the best fudge. Almost, I thought my mother made great fudge, but that right up there in St. Augustine, that is the best fudge I ever had in my life. And by gosh, you paid for it, too. It's like $5 a little slab of it. But it was awesome.
Yeah, there's nothing cheap there. But the thing is about St. Augustine or that about anything in Florida, Georgia, Carolinas, if you call someplace and ask if it could be investigated, chances are you're going to get in. Up here, it's like pulling teeth. To get something up here.
Wow.
Yep. Well, you know what? Real quickly, again, can you give everybody how to get a hold of you if they feel they do have a paranormal situation going on?
Up in the New England.
Yeah. Anybody in the New England area? So we do travel. We do all of New England. Facebook us at the Best Paranormal Society. You can leave a message. You can't leave a friend request. But if you want to become friends of ours, Facebook us at NB Paranormal. And you can join our EVP library. And it's pretty cool.
Okay. All right. Well, Tracy, I want you to come on over to our Facebook page and friend me also. We'd love to get to know you guys.
Yeah,
this is wonderful.
At Psychic Tina Marie, Gulf Coast Paranormal, you know, either one of those. So.
Oh, and
appreciate y'all.
Can I say one thing real quick?
Absolutely.
Sure.
October 5th, I'm bringing my team and a team that we're mentoring out of Fall River up to the Haunted Victorian Mansion, the S.J. Pierce House, which was on Ghost Adventures last weekend. And we'll probably have, it's not really like, I'm not taking it as a serious investigation. We've been there twice already. We know what's haunted, but it's going to be more event. So we'll be online and people will be posting things as we go.
And we'll be on our local public access channel as soon as we're done with that. So,
yeah.
Oh,
very, very cool. So.
Very good. Get back with us about that. We'd love to promote you with that once again.
Go to Facebook and just type in New Bedford Paranormal, and there's a couple of different sites. You got the New Bedford Paranormal Society page as well as the NB.
Yeah, or you can Facebook me at Joe Paranormal.
There you go. Oh, my golly, Bon. Thank you so much for joining
Tracy,
us.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
October 5th.
Have a safe October, y'all, and we will be talking to you again. Everybody, once again, to our guest tonight.
But we are moving to the part of the show that a lot of people like to call in, and that is the psychic mini readings. And what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And then we got Franny online and Rachel. They're ready to go for a reading, so we'll get them. So you're listening to Psychic Tina Marie, prime time here on Greater Good Ministry Radio. We'll be right back. To call into the show, dial 347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know. We'll be right back.
Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini readings as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Psychic Tina Marie has been a paranormal investigator for over 30 years, working over 1,000 cases. If you feel you have a paranormal situation, contact Tina and the Gulf Coast Paranormal. We will either personally investigate your case or refer a reputable investigation team in your area. Contact Tina and the Gulf Coast Paranormal at GulfCoastParanormal.com. Greater Good Ministry Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It's all inspiration, all the time, with live and recorded programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That encourages upliftment and positivity. Join us for our live programming or listen to archived programs on Blog Talk Radio. For a complete programming lineup, visit ggmradio.com. Visit the gift shop for great values on special items for loved ones, or help GGM Radio by using the donate button. Now, back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
And welcome back to Psychic Tina Marie Primetime here on Greater Good Ministry Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Now, also, she does have daytime programming. That is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 11 a.m. It's called the Psychic Tina Marie Show, Today's Psychic for Today's World. And that's under the Psychic Radio Network. But you can find all this information out on our website at www.misstina.com, MISSTENA.com. All right, matter of fact, we got some dogs outside just howling about the deal.
There you go.
That's right. But we're going to move into the part of the show that we do psychic mini readings. This is where Tina gets your name, your date of birth, and she just gets your initial energy and gives you her impression. Now, I have one question ready, but if you want to take advantage of a good psychic reading, you know, go ahead over to the website, misstina.com, and book a psychic reading. You know, we've got two specials available, 20 minutes for $35 and 30 minutes for $50. So make sure you take advantage of that. And remember, if you book it tonight, a portion of that will go to Greater Good Ministry Radio to keep our programming on the air.
Absolutely.
Are you ready for your first caller?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. Our first caller is going to be Franny. Her birthday, you already tuned into her already.
I know, she's been with me the whole show.
That's right, man. 4:59.
Hi, Miss Tina. Hi, I have been with you the whole show.
Yeah,
all right.
You're doing good, though, ain't you?
Yes, I'm doing a lot better. Went through a lot of stuff, but I think I'm definitely on a upward climb.
Yes, you are. I'm going, she's just, you're just like bobbing down the river. You just going with the flow. All right, what can we do for you tonight? It's pretty cool.
I guess I have to ask about my finances. It's such a boring topic, but it's something, I guess, necessary. I really need a better job, and I need to, you know, get some more money. So anything you think of.
Oh, okay, don't tell me. Give me your date of birth one more time. Let's just do it, girl.
All right. April 8th, 1949.
I've got to be honest with you. You know you're going to be working for a while. More. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've been working all your life, for goodness sake.
Right.
It's not going to stop. As far as finance is concerned, I do see a dip. Money. It's because you're going to have purse strings. You know, if somebody needs money, tell them no. If they need a sandwich, give them a sandwich. You know what I'm saying? There's other ways of doing things without giving people cash.
Okay.
Really start back money. You know, if a niece, a nephew, whoever needs this kind of money and that kind of money, I've got to be honest with you. Really consider pulling back. I want to see you next year in better shape, and you're the only one that's going to be able to do it.
Okay.
And because you cannot be strong for nobody if you're weak in money or home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean by that, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Absolutely, because I'm going to tell you, I wish you would adopt me. No kidding. I'd eat good, and we'd be okay. And that's the most important thing about life. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
It truly, truly is. If somebody's hungry, get them a bag of groceries. Stop. Do not give cash money to nobody anymore.
Okay.
I mean it. And you're gonna be all right. You really, truly are. Now, you really need to keep your money back and put it up. I need a little bit of money, extra money for this. Because I really feel that things are going to be, electricity-wise, lights and things like that, it's going to be kind of costly for you. So get prepared for that.
Can you say that again, Tina? Because it's breaking up a little bit. I didn't hear the last thing you said.
I just really want you to watch your money so that because I really feel economically this winter's going to be a little bit rough on you.
Oh, okay.
You know, electricity-wise, energy-wise, financially-wise.
Okay.
Money's going to be there. The money's going to be there. But economically, I feel kind of a struggle on you.
Mm-hmm.
If there's anything out there that you can, you know, they've got different ways to adjust your electricity bill and heat budget bill. Please,
mm-hmm.
Will you do that?
Okay, absolutely. I'll definitely keep that in mind.
All right. Love and light to you, and if I can be any further help, come on over to the site, www.misstina.com. And remember, everybody, on this programming, come on over to Greater Good Ministry Radio, and check out all the different broadcasting that we've got going on over here.
And our different hosts.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, Bob.
Are you ready for your next caller?
Let's do it.
All righty. That next caller is going to be Rachel. You're on the air with
Psychic
Team Number 3. Isn't that amazing,
Rachel,
how that works? You've talked to us before.
You must be psychic. Hi, Tina Marie, and hi, Bob.
I've got a good Excel spreadsheet. That's what I've got.
What are you doing tonight?
A little bit. I'm doing great. My birthday is July 9, 56. I'm a middle-aged woman. 56. I'm middle-aged.
Oh, you still spring chicken. Go ahead. What can we do for you?
Yes, I'm doing just some part-time work out of my home, and I have been looking for a full-time job for a while. I'd like to know if you see any opportunities coming to me before the end of the year.
All right. Once again, give me your date of birth because it kind of got chopped up.
7-9.
Okay. Yes. July 9, 56.
Well, you've wore a lot of different hats. You've tried so many different things, girl. Oh, I swanny. Oh, my goodness sakes. You just keep on trying and keep on trying. Do I see anything pulling about for you? I do. And it's going to be more oriented in reference to the internet. You got to figure out, find your forte, what direction you want to. I don't know if you've ever tried life coaching. Have you ever done anything like that before?
No, I've been a senior management in my previous 10-year role.
Okay, okay. I really feel that a lot that's going to be happening with you is going to be more oriented around a computer.
Computer? Oh, my.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm not fond of the computer.
In other words, you
embrace technology.
Embrace technology because I've got to tell you, life coaching, direction, counseling. That doesn't mean that we have, you may not have a degree in counseling or this, that, and the other. It's called humanitarianism.
Mm-hmm. And you see the computer linked to that somehow.
Absolutely. That will be your key to get you out that door, that you don't have to get out the door. You won't have the wear and tear on yourself like you do now.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, you've got different marketing that can help you with that. Financially, I mean, it won't break you.
Do you know how I'm going to connect with it or how I'm going to meet up with such a position?
I can't do it in 5 minutes, but it's in your cards, and I've got to tell you.
Okay.
It's always been there. It's always been there. You manage things so greatly.
Mm-hmm.
You truly, truly do. As a humanitarian, you've been doing it all your life. You are
mm-hmm.
very, very straight shot individual, and you wear a lot of different hats. And this...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's gonna bring itself about. And you know what? Call in to my daytime show, and I'll talk to you a little bit more about it over there.
Okay. That sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
And yeah, hold on to that humanitarian. She's a humanitarian.
There you go. And
right to the core. That is so cool.
Why don't you catch your breath? We got a couple more callers left, 11 minutes left. We'll take a one-minute break. You're listening to Psychic Tina Marie Prime Time here on Greater Good Ministry Radio. To call in, dial 347-237-5339. And visit Tina's website at www.misstina.com, MISSTENA.com, and book your psychic reading tonight. We'll be right back.
Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini readings as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
Hi, welcome back to the show. This is Psychic Tina Marie. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight right here on GGRM Radio. Boom chicka wah wah. Right now, we are doing Psychic One Question Mini Readings, Dream Interpretation, Spirituality Talk, or Paranormal Talk. All right, what's going on, Bob?
All right, well, I didn't have a chance to screen these other two callers, so it's going to be the old way, the old cold call.
There you go.
Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, area code 570, you're on the air with Psychic Tina Marie. We need your name and date of birth, please.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Hello.
Hi,
hey.
This is Bob and Tina Marie. We need your name and date of birth.
My name is Terry. My date of birth is 11/20/47.
All right. What can we do for you tonight, Terry?
I just want to see if everything is going to be fine for the guy that I'm with. He's going through a very bad divorce right now. Unexpected things have cropped up lately, and just wondering how it's all going to fare out for him.
I see a good 18, 19 months.
Wow.
And I truly hope that you got the wherewithal to be an individual that's going to step back and let all this proceed. You know, because it's heck to walk into somebody else's baggage. We can care about.
He's
you know
been
what
going
I'm saying?
Through it a long time.
Yeah. Well, I see that it's going to go on for a good long time.
Ooh, okay. I'll let him know.
You betcha.
He was not too happy today.
I really got to be honest with you. It's just, you know, it's hard to get into a relationship, even though I feel that you've been there for a while, a good while. When we walk into other people's baggage, when people don't finish up what they started, you know, when things are non-resolved.
Right.
Walk into that storm. Why? You need to ask yourself why. In other words, keep your mouth shut when it's not necessary. Stay out of it.
That's true. I don't give my opinion. It's his, like you said, it's his baggage, not mine.
There you go. And remember that, because there's moments when you just really want to pull up.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Keep a lid on it. It's going to be a while.
Because I'm a Scorpio, you know, the mouth.
Well, you don't want to come back around and hit you in the butt.
I know.
And people have a tendency to do that to us in life.
Yes, they do. Really? Yes, they do.
All right. If I can be any further help, come on over to www.misstina.com or Greater Good Ministry Radio and just say you'd like to get a hold of me. All right, Bob, what's going on, guys?
All right. We got a caller online, and we have a chat question. So let's go ahead to our next caller. Area code 678, you're on the air with Psychic Tina Marie. We need your name and date of birth, please.
Hi, thank you for accepting my call. My name is Elizabeth, and my date of birth is 8/10/74.
All right. What can we do for you tonight?
What do you see happening for me within the next 7 days?
In the next 7 days.
Okay.
Well, I'll do the best I possibly can for you. All right. All I can do is try to pick up on your energy. Give me your date of birth again.
8/10/74.
You know, there's something about motion with you. I don't know if you're moving. I believe you're moving. Whether it's 8 days or not, you're in motion. You're leaving. There's something. There's motion around you. I don't know if it's
okay.
A vacation or you're moving. You understand what I'm saying to you?
I'm exactly saying to me. Yes.
Okay. Get ready, gal, because it feels, ooh, good gracious. It just felt like the bottom fell out and you are in motion.
Oh, my God. I'm about to be in tears. Thank you so much. Peace and blessings.
You're welcome, darling. Now, listen, change ain't bad.
Uh-huh.
Change ain't bad.
What? Okay.
You know
what
I mean?
Did you say?
I'm saying change.
Okay.
Things that change is not always bad. Love and light to you. You take care of yourself. Love to hear back from you again. Everybody, please, come on over to www.misstina.com if I can be any further help. All right, we got a chat room question.
Yeah, we got a chat room question, and we've got about, just a little over 4.5 minutes
left. Let's do
so
it.
Get that in.
Let's do it.
This is from Shay, who is R2D2.
Cool beans.
There you go. And she asked a question. Her birth date is first January 1879, and she would like insight about her career and finances for the rest of the year.
The rest of the year. Oh, the rest of this year. First and foremost, you know, you have your ups and downs in reference to money. I'll tell you that right now. It goes up and down, up and down. And you are one lucky individual. I don't know how this person does this, and I'm just being honest. It's just like the minute you get real, real low, you're brought right back up. You're going to be fine.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? She said, yep.
Yep.
Yep. You're a very, I don't know if lucky is the word, but this is the way it works, and this is the way it's going to continue to be.
I've had ups and downs with money.
You betcha. Up, down, up, down. Well, this is what you got for a long, long time. A long time. And
sounds like us.
But seriously, with all due respect, you know, just be careful whose head you climb onto to get where you need to be. In other words,
I hate that.
Do what?
She says, I hate that.
I know it. I know it. It's hard. Be careful who you affiliate with. And people from past working situations, it seems like they come back around a little bit. Spot, you know, kind of, they keep popping into your life. People that you used to work with or used to know. Make sure. I'm not saying kiss them all, you know, just kiss them all on the butt. But make sure that you at least treat them good, because for some reason, there's people in life that keep coming back around. All right, take care. And if I can be any further help, come on over to the site, www.misstina.com. I'd like to thank everybody that tuned in tonight, and thank you to our special guest tonight.
Joe and Tara of the New Bedford Paranormal out of New Bedford, Massachusetts.
There you go. That's a whole lot to say, Massachusetts.
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 Yeah, we said we're going to say Mass, but, you know,
it happens. It happens.
I chooch it out.
There you go.
Anyway, hey,
even though I said
special programming note tomorrow.
All right, what is it?
AutoNet Guru returns.
Real quick, everybody, listen to this.
My boss at work, you know, said, hey, I want you to come up with a marketing idea. And 2 years ago, I did about a 13-part series on how to buy a car and went through that process. So I'm going to resurrect that starting tomorrow.
Woo-hoo!
At 10 a.m. And you can find that information out on my Facebook page for my business, which is facebook.com/AutoNetGuru. But it is at 10 a.m. Central. So tune in and call in with your questions about the car buying process. I'd love to help you.
Oh, it's
because
a fun show.
I want to help. I want to help people, you know, take the fear out of buying a car, because there's no reason to have that fear.
Very
anyway,
informative, absolutely.
You know, and I don't hold bars. I mean, I kind of give you the inside secrets on you know what to do, how to be prepared, and because I want, you know, a better educated person coming in, you know, education will give you the power to help, and that's all I want to do is help educate.
All right.
But you. A minute left, but you've been listening to Psychic Tina Marie Prime Time. She will be on next Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central, so make sure you tune in. Visit ggmradio.com to check out all the different programming that's available through Greater Good Ministry Radio, and then also Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Tune in to Tina's daytime show at 11 a.m. Central. And that's under the Psychic Radio Network, and it's called the Psychic Tina Marie Show. And please visit our website at www.misstina.com, MISSTENA.com, and book your psychic reading.
Absolutely.
Two specials available, 20 minutes for $35 and 30 minutes for $50. Tonight, a portion of that will go to Greater Good Ministry Radio.
Absolutely. Love and light to everybody out there. Love to Reverend B and all the other co-hosts right here on GGRM. Good night, everybody.